This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
We're waiting on you, Nick.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up.
Boom.
Yeah, everybody's good.
Yeah, we're good. Hello, I'm not even Facebook. Sure what we're doing yet, but whatever it is, and my clothes are still on, I'm good.
Are we rolling or not?
Yeah.
We
is.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Meg.
We're going to show you what Megan's wearing later today.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast Facebook Live thing. I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
Present.
Pam's over there.
Aloha.
Phil's cranky.
Phil's a little
moody
today.
There.
I don't know why everyone's saying that. I don't feel like I'm cranky, though.
No, he's not in a good mood today.
I kind of knew this morning because what floor?
That's Tom Figg.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah, I probably should have said that, yeah.
I was like, what floor are we going to? And he's like, oh, 3. And then he was like, are you going to push the button? And then I knew. I was like, that was it. I was kind of like,
whoa. Yeah,
he's pushing your button.
Yeah, he was a little cranky.
I could tell how many smiles. Like, if Phil's smiling a lot, it's normal Phil.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's not a lot of smiles,
he's
like,
cranky.
Ooh.
Yeah, something
and
bad
no
happened.
Eye contact. Like, and sometimes no contact. I'll come in here.
I do that, too. Like, if I'm pissed, I don't look at
him. Get bitches back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get that vein in your head.
That's when I'm screaming.
Yeah.
But when I'm just pissed, I just won't even look at you.
I just yell a lot and say things incoherently.
So, I'm not cranky. We had 1, 2, 3 giveaways, lots of callers calling in all day, asking about information that wasn't happening
Doesn't
while we were live
He's
on
getting
the air.
Crankier.
And I was editing a lot of things today, so I was very, very busy, and
He's
I just wanted
busy.
To keep everything in
See,
order.
Busy,
Megan,
cranky.
Does that sound
cranky.
Like a cranky person?
He's cranky. He's
I'm not cranky. You guys can say it all you want, but I'm not cranky. Because everyone can hear Megan, because she's on the microphone.
Candy pants.
I heard him.
Can you leave messages here if you think? What do you think? We'll ask you. We'll leave it to the tribe here.
Oh, good
is
luck
Phil cranky, or is he normal Phil? I don't think he's normal Phil.
Not a jovial Phil.
See, now he's smiling.
Yeah. Fake smile.
He's like a politician. Oh, the camera's on. Let me smile. He's been not smiling.
There's a toothpick in there.
I didn't know this was a topic of discussion until just now, which is why I'm laughing about it. I haven't been cranky at all today. I'd tell you if I was.
He's winding up
for several minutes. Yes.
That's Bam. Because I think Dom was here, so he didn't get enough
attention?
Voice time.
Yeah, that's it. Oh.
That never bothers him, though. He's always fine with that. He always steps back. He knows it's like a basketball team. Someone, like you just reposition constantly.
Yeah.
He's not fine with that. I don't think it's that. I don't know what it was, but I could tell in the morning when he walked in the studio.
Something was wrong.
To get the log and how we greet each other. He was like, hey. I'm like, boom.
Morning, Phil.
Sign.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Why don't we ask him? Let's ask him what happened.
What happened, Phil?
Just tell
nothing.
Us.
Come
you
on.
Guys, I really don't know what to tell you.
Tell us.
All right, let's do this. Let's, because we're beyond if he's cranky or not, because we already know.
Right.
So, put online, message us now what you think Phil is pissed about.
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because
if we keep asking him, he just keeps getting worse and worse.
Right.
It's like,
right. You guys have a warmer.
I'll bet you the tribe can figure this one out.
Right.
Real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You keep us posted. Oh, yeah. So who do we have?
Oh, wait.
At
I can read too. So.
Yeah, you put the shark lifeguard.
Pam can read.
I can read too, guys.
I'm
smart too.
I'm smart.
Jason just says cranky, but why, Jason? Why is he cranky? Normal Phil? So your crankiness is just normal, according to Greg.
You know, there's a whole nother Phil that nobody really sees. The tribe. What's that, Meg? Are you seeing something?
Nick Apuso said he's cranky because he's sitting next to Pam.
Oh. That's my guess.
So he's cranky because he's sitting next to Pam. Thank you, Nick, for that.
Cool.
So
thanks,
we're just
Nick.
Trying
You're
to
very
come
observant.
Up with,
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Things, well, I can't help it that I had Parmesan fries, so I'm sorry if my breast smells.
Oh, yeah.
You had Parmesan fries?
Yeah.
My God, you're like a dude.
I'm always
healthy.
Worried about that when I get too close to Jennifer. I'm like, do I have bad breath right now?
Yeah.
I
always chew gum.
Right.
I don't want to be that guy.
The way to tell is if a person's nose starts twitching or they're like making eye rolls.
Yeah.
If their eyes are tearing up.
Right. Yeah. Where they're going like this.
They're making that face.
Yeah.
Or they're doing this.
One eye is closed.
Or they're breathing out their mouth.
Like they ate something sour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have any other thoughts on why Phil's cranky?
Linda said, I'm still drinking coffee, so maybe I'm tired. I'm not. I'm good.
You're not tired?
Chris says I'm being picked on. I am, but I'm having fun. I really am not cranky.
Show. No one goes unmolested.
Everyone's telling us it's snowing. We can see it.
Yeah.
We have windows. David, he's tired. I'm not tired. It's because of the tolls. Okay, that makes a little bit of sense.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Rose.
Oh,
thank
I
you,
see.
Rose.
Because it's snowing.
Right.
Phil might be cranky because it's snowing again. It is kind of pissing everyone off.
Yeah, it is.
Come on, yeah. Stop.
Snowing,
it's
and then we got to think
April.
About tolls.
Tolls.
Right, snowy tolls.
Not great. And I'm not going, I know what you guys are doing. You're trying to suck me in. You know, like, no.
That's
no.
all we need.
I'm
everybody
not gonna
angry.
Do it.
Just going to sit there and
I'm
eat popcorn.
Having popcorn. It's Friday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Party.
It's that's Beer it. City. I'm not going to let
it's
that.
It's Beer O'Clock soon.
Yeah.
But even the popcorn you were complaining about. See, everyone else has complaints today. I have nothing to complain about.
He's winding up again.
You're complaining now.
Oh, don't. You see? You're not going to say it. It's so fucking salty. Who makes this?
It is Wiggy salty. Makes popcorn here, and he puts so much fucking salt in it. I don't know. I just think that a normal person would eat this and just die.
You don't think that that's actually like sweat from making it, do you?
There was a story today
from
about
his stepbrother.
Sweat.
I heard
brother-in-law.
I heard he actually stomps the kernels himself.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk popcorn. To Dom about back in the day with comedy. Dom Figg, I don't know if you noticed, but first of all, brilliant comedian, genius. He was the guy in Boston and New York. All these guys you hear of now, when they were young, they would come and see Dom just to see how it was done. And he, not for lack of trying, he went out to LA, and sometimes you just fucking the ride doesn't come around, mm-hmm.
Yep.
And still a genius comedian, though. And I think one of the funniest guys that never went national ever. But he knew Thank all you. These guys and hung out with them. And he's going to share some stories with us. Like, let's start with Bill Burr.
So Billy Burr, yeah.
Pick a happy one, though, because he seemed kind of cranky today.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
See, that's how he's just.
That's how he does it.
Yeah.
He wants his own emotions off
of
someone else.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So Billy Burr, couple stories. When I was in Hollywood, so this is just like a nice Billy Burr story. But I knew Billy Burr when he was just like a little fetus, just starting out.
With a diaper. And a plastic microphone.
And hair.
A Mr. Microphone,
he had red hair.
Right.
But at any rate, so he and I told you I like to hike. So I took Billy hiking when I lived in Hollywood. We went up into the Hollywood Hills, and I used to raise snakes, so I know a lot about snakes. So it was.
How are we just learning this?
How do we know none of this?
See, this is what happens
amazing.
In these
now,
podcasts.
Now, how'd you raise them? By
like
talking to them?
Or? Up and,
yeah.
So anyway, so we're hiking, and it was an overcast, hot day. And I told them, I said, we got to be careful up in the Hollywood Hills because this is a great day for snakes.
Blairs?
They're going to be out sunning. Oh.
They're going to be out sunning in Hollywood Hills, in case you don't know. It's filled with rattlesnakes and other things.
Movie stars.
Yeah. Not
so
great snakes.
Broken
dreams.
Along,
right, agents.
So we're walking
broken dreams,
along, and all of a sudden, one snake just shoots off under a bush. And then we're walking further, and another snake shoots off the trail under a bush. And I was like,
That's
what?
Freudian.
Maybe we should get off this trail. So we got off the trail. We started walking down a hill. They had no trail on it. So I saw this. A bunch of vines that were over the area we're going to walk.
Hollywood vine.
And I went, if I was a snake, I'd probably want to be under that vine. And he was just about to step on it. And I was like, let's just take a peek. And when I looked under, there was a giant coiled up. It's called a Pacific Mountain Pit Viper. Like 10 times more poisonous than a rattlesnake.
Weren't they abandoned?
Was
70s?
Sitting underneath that. So we just freaked out. Bolted out of there. So technically, I saved his life.
You did.
But
the world
that,
would have never heard of Bill Burr.
Right.
If not for Dom Figg.
That was your chance to get rid of him.
The whole
and take
thing,
his spot.
All of it.
But also, you did bring him out there.
Yeah.
So.
That was the plan all along.
Almost responsible for
almost
his death.
Almost responsible for his
death. But I saved him.
But then you saved his life.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So he kind of owes you, man.
And now we know why he doesn't hike. He's just like, fuck it. I'm getting in a helicopter and I'm out of here. I'm not even walking on the earth anymore.
In a car with wheels and I'm,
Jeez.
And then my other Bill Burr story is before he was famous, he was just Bill Burr. And when I was in Hollywood, I had a house fire and I lost everything.
Oh, my God.
Sad story.
Yeah,
and then so Bill Burr went out, and I was already kind of an established guy, and he was just kind of breaking in out there. He went out and bought me new clothes to wear. Went out and bought me just everything I needed.
Oh my God.
It was payback from the snake.
But he was just getting.
He was just a nobody, and then he let me stay.
Where'd he get the money for that?
And then he let me stay in his apartment that he had in Hollywood while he was back in New York.
Wow, he was clean everything.
Good guy.
Wow,
Bill Burr story.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Bill Burr.
Yep.
What's going on over there, AJ?
AJ's whispering little things into the mic, and I'm only catching it because of the headphones, and everybody else is just missing
just
it.
Just right over it. We're like, yeah, so anyway, let me tell you another story real quick here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about, we'll all pick a comedian and see if he has a story. Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, yes. I used to write for Rodney when I was in Hollywood.
Oh, shit. See, I'm telling you. He gave no respect to this guy.
And so Rodney, the first time, the coolest thing was when the first time he called my house and left a recording on my
end. Hey, Tom.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he was a trip. So he had a really hot-looking wife at the time, a lot younger than him. And he would come into the Laugh Factory that I used to host at. And he had open heart surgery, and he'd wear his coat with no shirt on underneath, and it's just his stitched up. But he was so cool. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Okay,
you
Sam
wrote
Kinison.
For Rodney Dangerfield.
Sam Kinison. I know a lot of backstory about Sam Kinison because I know one of his really good friends, and he just told me a lot of stories that I don't know whether I can mention or not.
He's dead now, so.
But
let's say it's not Sam Kinison. Let's just say it's a makeup story.
It's Sham Minison.
Sham Minison. Yeah, so, gosh, there's so many stories.
That's the best you
come up with? Sham Wow.
That's the best you come up with?
Sham Wow.
What are you...
So, yeah, I worked with him here in Westport years ago, and then... a quick Sam Kinison story. So he originally was a preacher.
Right.
And
what?
Gospel. Yeah, gospel. Yeah,
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. His old stuff is.
Yeah, he was
a
preacher.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so, you know, he kind of went way off the cart after a while. And so he got into this thing with another comic who's, I think, back here now. Angel Salazar.
Oh yeah. Check it out.
Do you know what? Check it out.
So
from what I understand, Sam pulled a gun out on him at the Comedy Store and like was about to, you know, let him have it.
Yeah.
And then Angel came back east after that.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Damn. And there was more. He was wild. He was a wild man. Like I said, I know one of his best friends, and he was just telling me some stories that were just unbelievable, man. And then there are people like Bob Saget, who he's really dirty on stage as a comic.
Yeah.
People aren't expecting
it. Squeaky clean on TV.
But he was just a quick story about him. He was parked in front. He just bought this brand new, big, huge vehicle, really expensive. And he was parked in front of the Laugh Factory, and these kids came. They were coming to see a show, and they hit the gas instead of the brake, and it ran right into the back of his beautiful new vehicle.
Oh, no.
And just, like, this is what he's all about. He comes over, and he's like, are you guys all right? And they were like, yeah, man, but it's like, we just ruined your car. He's like, ah, that's okay. Come on in. You know, I'll pay for your drinks and everything for
and
the show.
Get him!
And,
no.
Jeez.
Yeah, he looked them all up after they just wrecked his car.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Or it's a ploy.
That would not be AJ. AJ would be the opposite of that.
No, I invite him in.
Fire and brimstone.
I invite him in and then buy him a whole bunch of drinks. Yeah. And then when they leave, you call the cops and say, hey, there's a bunch of drunks leaving. The license plate is so-and-so. And the front of the car is all smashed up. I think they hit somebody and ran.
We were talking about mob movies earlier. I'm surprised you're not going to just pull a Bronx Tale on them. Now you just can't leave.
Now you just can't leave. Right, I love that.
I need more people behind me with that one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, we have time for one more. Pam, you want to pick one?
Well, Donald Sands asked about Mitch Hedberg.
I never knew him, but I did know that he was into some hardcore stuff.
I was going to ask.
What do you mean hardcore?
Heroin. Like drugs?
Heroin.
Yeah.
He was pretty honest about it.
Yeah.
Carlin? Anything with Carlin?
Hold on. I have a Mitch Hedberg.
Yes, please
story.
Tell us what he says.
And I got a little bit of a reputation of being a death now.
Yes.
So I had, you know, sometimes I do a good job at interviews, and sometimes not so much. And this is back when we were doing them all live, and he called up and he was promoting a show. And I said to him, so what's your shtick? Worst question to ask a comedian. It's very insulting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do something funny. Say something funny.
Yeah.
Make me laugh.
There's two things. What's your shtick?
Make me laugh.
Right? Because clearly I did no research on this guy, and I had no idea who he was. What's your stick or say something funny? Two worst things to say to a comedian. So I say one of them, and he gets fucking pissed and goes off on me for about, it seemed like an hour, but it was probably like a minute.
Yeah.
What do you mean? That's so insulting. Blah, blah, blah. And he fucking hangs up the phone. I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
A little bit of a hothead. Wow. He died like a day later, two days later.
Yeah.
We thought, well, aneurysm, right? Because I pissed him off so bad.
Right.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Right.
And then who else? It was David Carradine after that.
Yeah.
Oh, David Carradine.
I pissed him off. God. He said, why don't you shut up or switch the subject, shut up. And
yeah, he kept on trying to mention this one scene in Kill Bill.
I think you should shut up and we should move on to a new subject.
Yes. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
yeah. So I was talking about Kill Bill, and I was interested. I was like, if you cut the animation part out of that, it becomes a much better, faster movie.
I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah. So then he died about a week after he said that.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Hung by so nylons in the closet in someplace in Singapore.
So the word is don't say anything
bad.
Although
one got away. One did get away.
That's right.
Jackie Mason. Hung up.
What did I say to him?
I forget. It was one of those.
I think we're constantly doing his voice.
Right.
Hey, what are you doing?
And he right. said something. He goes, okay, well, in that case, then have a good day, my friend, and goodbye. And he hung up.
Oh, he said it like that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, it was the most eloquent, go fuck yourself, I'm hanging up now.
Yeah.
Ever.
Wow.
And everybody, the whole tribe was calling him. It's like, welp, I want him in the death pool.
He's next. Yeah. And he's still alive today.
And he's still alive. Yeah. Yeah. So he broke the curse.
The mojo
thankfully.
Wore off.
Yeah. Yeah. We promised we were going to show Megan. Come out, Megan.
Yes.
The Hit tribe Megan. Loves Megan.
Yes.
Oh, Megan. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here she comes.
Yes.
She's well.
She just got a
today.
New puppy.
She's in a pretty dress.
Lovely dress. A new mom.
She's a new mom.
Mommy.
Wow. Say hi to Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Megster.
You know you can't. We can't see you.
What's your puppy's name?
Harvey. I named him Harvey.
Harvey, and why?
After the character from Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Oh, the cat.
Oh. No, that's.
Oh, just
Salem.
Kidding. Salem. And the boy. The boy. I don't remember.
All right. And is the puppy peeing on?
No, he's actually really good. He's never had an accident in his crate or anything. My dad actually told me he didn't have a single accident from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. from when they got up. So, and he's only 6 weeks old.
It does. Like, don't blow his gig.
It's a good dog.
Don't blame the
good dog.
Good dog. Good Harvey.
And wait till I get to her house and then let it out.
Well, Megan always sends us stories for us to read and news and other parts of the show, so we thank you for that.
Thank you
for watching. Bye. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
That's the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast Facebook thingy. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Peace out.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Pam and I are doing an auction thing tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
He's actually going to auction off Pam.
Right.
Why not?
She give me yours.
That charity would make no money.
Yeah, we try anyway.
It's called Collins Crew, A Night of Hope. Look it up. There
Good
might be
people.
Tickets available. Not sure.
Good people.
Phil's over there.
Can we get going? I'm cranky. Come on.
Yeah, cranky Phil.
Cranky Phil.
Dom Fig is over here. We love this guy.
We do.
Thank you, Dom. Thank you for watching.
Bless you.
All right over there?
Phil came back over and made me sneeze.
She's out of it today. Oh my God.
No, there was like dust in my face.
Yikes. Dust in my face. Wasn't this on my Kansas?
Just hit me.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.